Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your comfort and instruction. Give us the strength to let go when it's time to let go, without it being devastating. Amen. Dearest family, the lessons of living together as community are running deep. St. Faustina once said that her environment was like a ciborium, a holy cup with consecrated hosts in it. Each host is different and very precious. We're finding that out as each one makes a deep heart impression. And the Lord is calling me to offer my tears with the sacrifice of his blood for the sake of the unsaved. Lord, please feed our sheep and lambs with your wisdom and guidance. Jesus began, I have called you together as consecrated souls to help one another walk the road of holiness. Your flesh is like a forest where the devils gather wood. All of you have had lessons in that on this channel, so you are not unaware of how your flesh opposes my spirit. And I just want to say as an aside here, if you've been listening to Jackie's channel, you're not getting all of her teachings. She edits them heavily and removes content that might be challenging to her audience. So for that reason, I think it best for you to also check in with our channel as well, just to see what other things might have been said in a message. Well, this week the Lord spoke to one of our brothers who felt he was called here for several years, at least. Then the Lord upset his apple cart by telling him that he was sending him to Jerusalem, to Israel. As he struggled with discernment, another sister at the refuge had a dream that God was calling him out for another assignment, and Ezekiel was told by the Lord that he was sending one of ours out and that he needed to prepare his heart. We had all grown very fond of this brother. I cried when I got the news and petitioned the Lord to let him stay, and the Lord gently reprimanded me that my desires were opposed to Holy Spirit's desires. So I dropped it like a hot potato. I never like hearing that I'm opposed to God's plan. That's not good. Jesus continued, I told you from the very beginning this would be a place where people would come and go. They learn from you, and you learn from them, and then I send them out. You are discovering how hard it is to let go of a soul once you've gotten to know them. But do not fear. I will help you, Claire. I will help you grow accustomed to receiving and letting go so that you can function as a true mother. All mothers have to face the empty nest syndrome, but it needn't be so painful once you truly understand my intentions in calling souls out to their next assignment. And I advise you that you will be attacked by self-condemnation, thinking you failed, but that is not the case. These are opportunistic lies from the enemy. You will know if you blew it with a soul and they left. I will not let you carry false guilt for something you didn't do. And in answer to what the Lord said, I confess I went through moments like this when I got the news. Of course, the enemy is an opportunist and will play on my weakness to want to do what is right, insinuating I didn't do enough for them. But thank the Lord, this soul made it clear that he was being assigned, and we got several confirmations. And I'm happy for him. I would love an assignment in Israel. Jesus continued, There will be souls like this particular one who think they are called permanently and later find out they are not. That is equally as painful to them as it is to you. But if you declare my will is the most holy and wonderful to follow, you will find your attachments not quite so painful when a soul is called onward. There is only one thing in your life that is solid, dear ones, and that is me. I will never leave or forsake you. You can count on me to always be with you, no matter what. Claire, I know how very painful this is to you. But I assure you that you are not the cause, and you have several more coming. I will send you many souls. You remember how I wrote straight with crooked lines when I was forming you both. He went to many different places, stayed a few months, and then moved on. At each appointment, you learn new things, both about yourselves and others. Now you are in a place from which you can and will grow to minister to a worldwide audience. Children, detachment from your own will is a necessary qualification for serving me. If you allow your family to dictate your life, you have placed them above me, and I cannot use you. The only exception to this is when you know I have placed you in that position and am not calling you out of it. But to objectively determine that is very, very hard. Naturally, you love your family and are deeply bonded to them. Therefore, separation is a most painful thought. I will not leave you without help. I will guide you. Only be sure to calculate your own earthly attachments to home, family, work, cars, and conveniences while you discern if I am calling you to leave it all behind and follow me. There will be an unquenchable yearning deep in your heart, and at the same time a fight with guilt over leaving everyone behind. The devils will be sure to cloud the issue to make you remorseful for even thinking such a thought. But remember, a soul who is willing to leave it all behind for me is a dangerous soul to the kingdom of darkness. Claire, I want to hold and comfort you. This has been a very difficult week, and you've been through some really tough battles. That is why you were exhausted for 3 days. Come to me, my bride, in the morning, and let me hold you. Let me rest you. I still have much to tell you. And there are many feeling like orphans on the channel, so I need you to listen more and let others pull their weight. These past weeks with company was not easy, but now I have cleared your schedule and we can have deep trysting time that we need. Please do not let work get in the way. Come now, my dear one. I have forgiven your lapses and mistakes. I have washed you white as snow. Please do not allow the enemy to continue to encroach on your peace. He is a shameless liar. And even as I spoke through Sherry at her appointment as a bishop, you have done many wonderful things for me and the souls of this channel, and I am well pleased with you. Just make absolutely sure nothing interrupts or deprives you of our morning time, dear one. Oh, Lord, please help me. I am so impulsive and compulsive. He answered me, may I make a suggestion? Of course. When you throw up the statement, it'll only take a moment. You will know you are about to digress onto the wrong path. Once more, it never takes only a moment. It's more like 3 hours later. And we have lost that time together. So when you hear yourself say that, you will know it's the enemy's attempt to pull you away from me so that I cannot equip you for the events of the day. Thank you, Lord. I'll try with all my heart. Please help me. I am weak. My help you will have, dearest. Go now, my precious family, in peace and prepare the way for me. I am still coming soon. I am with you and long to use you to fill my kingdom with souls. Only lean on me and follow my instructions, and my spirit will move through you. And that's the end of his message. And I just wanted to share with you that things on the refuge are moving along swiftly and getting done, and we're just about ready for winter. So praise the Lord. I thank him from the bottom of my heart for getting so much done in such a short amount of time. Pictures will be coming. Pretty soon. And I want to thank those of you who have continued to support us, even though I haven't been here every day as I would like to be. Hopefully that will change this week. It's difficult. You know, I want to really be in the Spirit when I listen to the Lord. And sometimes the turbulence in my environment makes it hard for me to hear. So pray for me that I'll be able to hear a little bit better. And thank you again for your prayers and your support. I'm really excited about what the Lord is going to do through the refuge with souls coming and going. It's very much the fulfillment of prophecy of the torch that I was carrying in the forest and how all of a sudden it got brilliant. And the people who were following me in the forest came up with their own torches and lit them and then went off to all parts of the world. And this one particular soul we were talking about tonight is doing exactly that. And I'm very excited for him. And I thank the Lord for making us a part of his life. God bless you, heart dwellers. I'm here for you. I truly am. It's just having to wade through several feet of mail to get to anyone. And it's hard, so I'm having to resort to kind of generic thank you letters to everyone who donates, at least for the time being. Pray that I'll come back tomorrow with another message. I love you all. God bless you.